Hi, I'm Liz Weston and I'm here with Ian Litterick. He's the founder of Iancyst. Good afternoon, Ian.
Hi, Liz.
How are you doing?
Okay, thank you very much.
What's today been like for you?
It's been good because we've allowed people to have a look at some of the new technologies that we've been developing, and so far we've had a very good session as well with a dyslexic chap, Aaron Smith from the BDA, who gave a very good...
The BDA. The
British Dyslexia Association, thank you very much. And he gave a very good explanation of what it's like to be dyslexic and using the disabled student allowance and using access to work, which are the sort of things that the people here are basically dealing with all the time.
Can you explain who and what Iancyst is and where we fit in?
Iancyst is an assistive technology company with a traditional specialism in dyslexia, but we also deal with a wide range of disabilities, and we've been traditionally strong in the higher education market, but we also do a lot of work in schools and in the workplace and amongst people who are neither in schools or in the workplace as well.
What do you think the big challenge is for Iancyst in the next year or 3 years?
Big challenge is keeping up to date, keeping up with the market. There's a big change in moving from traditional desk-based, laptop-based assistive technology to using mobile phones, tablets, and that is quite a challenge for us. There's a lot more assistive technology built into those machines, so they tend to start off with by being more accessible to people with disabilities. And the question is, okay, how do we fit in with that? How do we use that? How do we make help people to get into that technology, use that technology for the best?
And obviously we have you're eating your dessert, I'm very sorry, the chap from Toshiba opposite us. How important do you think partnerships with businesses like Toshiba will be going forward?
Oh, absolutely. It is vital for smaller organisations like us to partner with larger organisations who have more clout, who have the channels into work and into, particularly into work and into education. And it's absolutely vital for us to leverage those partnerships so that we can get assistive technology and our strengths into a wider market.
Toshiba were talking very positively indeed about Iancyst earlier on. How do these partnerships come about, and how do you know when they're going to be good ones?
That's a very interesting question. I'm not quite sure. The origins of the Toshiba partnership, well, we've been working with Toshiba for a long, long time and selling Toshiba kit for a long, long time. So the partnership has, I guess, developed over
evolved.
The years as we evolved. Yes.
Because originally we were just selling their kit, and now we work in partnership and produce kit
exactly.
together.
And that goes for some of the other partners that we have as well.
Perfect. If we want to find out more about Iancyst, where should we go?
Iancyst.com or Iancyst.co.uk, it's all the same.
And the shop's all there as well?
Yes, all the shops.
Thanks very much indeed. Cheers, Ian.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.